Today, we're going to be taking a look at AngelSense and Project Lifesaver. So we're going to unpack these two different technologies, how they work, and what that means for keeping vulnerable individuals safe. And to pique your interest a little bit more, we're even going to be diving into how some police departments using AngelSense haven't had a single missing person call in 7 years. Yeah, it's a really interesting area to be looking at. Yep. You know, the technology is changing so rapidly, and this is such an important need.
Absolutely.
Both Project Lifesaver and AngelSense are ultimately aimed at protecting vulnerable individuals, but they take very different approaches.
So let's start with the basics then. What is the core functionality of each technology? What makes them tick? Okay, so let's start with Project Lifesaver. It uses radio frequency technology. So imagine trying to tune in to a specific radio station in a city that's packed with radio stations. That's the kind of challenge that search teams face with Project Lifesaver. Trained personnel use specialized equipment to locate a missing person who wears a transmitter. It's helpful, but it's reactive, meaning it only kicks in after someone has already disappeared. AngelSense, on the other hand, uses GPS technology and combines that with artificial intelligence. And with that combination, you get a system that's designed to be proactive.
So one is like finding a needle in a haystack, and the other is like preventing the needle from getting lost in the first place.
Exactly.
That's quite a difference. But what does proactive really look like in this context?
So you can almost think of AngelSense as like a virtual guardian angel. It provides real-time location tracking. You can see that right from your phone. And you can also designate safe zones, like home, school, or park. And the moment that the person wearing the AngelSense device leaves that zone, you're instantly alerted.
That sounds incredibly helpful for caregivers, especially those who, you know, are constantly kind of on edge about their loved one maybe wandering off.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond just location tracking. AngelSense also has two-way communication capabilities, so you can actually speak to the person through the device. This can be invaluable for calming them down, reassuring them, or even just getting help from someone nearby.
Wow. I could already see how those features could be game changers in a stressful situation. It's not just about knowing where they are, but it's also about being able to connect with them instantly.
Exactly. And this leads to what you mentioned earlier about police departments seeing this significant decrease in missing person calls.
Right.
The Coral Springs Police Department in Florida is a really compelling case study. They actually transitioned from Project Lifesaver to AngelSense, and the results have been pretty remarkable.
I'm curious to hear more about this. What kind of changes did they see?
Well, with AngelSense, families were able to resolve a staggering 97% of wandering incidents on their own without needing to involve the police at all. Think about the impact that that has. Families feeling empowered to handle these situations. Less stress for everyone involved. And of course, police resources are freed up.
Yeah, it's incredible to think that technology can have such a profound impact, not just on individual lives, but also on, you know, entire communities.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just one example. We're seeing similar trends in other departments that have adopted AngelSense. This shift from reactive to proactive is really changing how we approach the safety of vulnerable individuals.
It really is. That brings up an important question, though. What are some of the limitations of a reactive system like Project Lifesaver compared to this more proactive approach?
Well, with Project Lifesaver, you're essentially starting a search after the fact. Someone's reported missing, and then the search team needs to get to the area and try to pick up a signal from the transmitter. This relies on proximity, meaning they need to be relatively close to the person to actually detect them.
So there's a built-in delay, which, you know, these situations can be incredibly stressful and even dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And because there's no communication feature, there's no way to directly interact with the person who's lost, which can sometimes be really crucial for de-escalating a situation.
It seems like AngelSense flips the script then by empowering families to be the first responders in many of these situations. You're not just waiting and hoping for the best, but you have tools at your fingertips to take action immediately.
Absolutely. And that's why many law enforcement agencies are starting to see the value in a solution like AngelSense. It's not just about finding someone who's gone missing. It's about preventing them from going missing in the first place. I think what strikes me most is that, you know, in the past, we've often relied on these reactive measures when it comes to safety. But with technology like AngelSense, we now have this opportunity to shift to a more proactive approach. And that shift has the potential to be truly transformative, not just for individuals, but for families and entire communities.
I think that's a really powerful point. It's about moving beyond simply reacting to emergencies and embracing the possibility of preventing them. We've talked about the GPS tracking and alerts, but what other features contribute to its preventative capabilities?
One of the most crucial features is the assistive speakerphone. It's built right into the AngelSense device, and it allows for two-way communication, meaning caregivers can speak directly to the individual who's wearing the device, even if they're nonverbal.
So you're not just getting information out their location, but you can actually connect with them verbally. That seems like it could really de-escalate a lot of situations before they even become serious.
Absolutely. You know, imagine a scenario where someone's experiencing sensory overload in a crowded place. With AngelSense, the caregiver can just call the device, quickly assess the situation, and either provide some calming words or even ask someone nearby to offer assistance. It's like having a direct line to support no matter where the person is.
That's a powerful example. It's fascinating to think that technology can not only provide like a physical safety net, but it can also contribute to a sense of emotional well-being for everyone involved. But from a law enforcement perspective, what would you say are some of the most compelling reasons for a department that's using Project Lifesaver to consider switching to AngelSense?
Well, the shift from reactive to proactive is a big one. I mean, the potential to significantly reduce the number of missing person calls that require police intervention is huge. This frees up valuable resources and allows law enforcement to focus on other critical tasks. Additionally, the real-time tracking and communication features give families a level of control and peace of mind that you just don't get with a reactive system.
It seems like AngelSense is more than just a tool. It's almost like a partner in community safety.
Exactly. It's about changing the paradigm from searching for missing individuals to preventing them from going missing in the first place. It creates a safer, more supportive environment for everyone.
So essentially, it's about moving away from simply reacting to emergencies and embracing solutions that prioritize prevention.
Exactly. And AngelSense is a great example of how powerful that shift can be. It gives families the tools and the confidence to navigate the world with their loved ones, knowing that they have this reliable safety net in place.
It really is amazing to see how technology is addressing these complex and sensitive issues. Now, we've covered a lot of ground, but I want to make sure we're highlighting the key differences here for our listener. So when we compare Project Lifesaver and AngelSense, what are the main takeaways?
Okay, so with Project Lifesaver, we're looking at radio frequency technology that's primarily reactive. A search begins after someone is reported missing. It relies heavily on proximity, requiring search teams to be within a certain range to detect the signal. And this inherent delay can obviously increase risk and anxiety. There's also no way to communicate directly with the individual.
Right, so you're essentially waiting and reacting to a situation that's already unfolding.
Exactly. Now, AngelSense, on the other hand, takes a completely different approach. It uses GPS technology and artificial intelligence, and it's all about real-time tracking, instant alerts, and two-way communication. That allows for proactive intervention. So the focus shifts to prevention, potentially stopping an incident before it even begins.
And it's not just about the technology itself. It's about empowering families and caregivers to be the first responders in a lot of these situations. Right. They have the information, they have the tools, and they have the peace of mind to take action quickly and effectively.
And that can make all the difference.
It really can. So for our listeners out there thinking about these different options, we've really tried to lay out the pros and cons so you can make the most informed decision for your loved one. Now, if technology can help prevent these emergencies, shouldn't we be embracing solutions that prioritize proactive intervention?
It's definitely something to consider. And I think that's the key message here. We have the tools now to move beyond the limitations of those traditional approaches to safety and embrace a more holistic view, one that prioritizes prevention and empowers families to be a part of keeping their loved ones safe.
Yeah. And as we've seen, this shift has the potential to not only improve the lives of individuals and families, but to really make communities safer and more resilient. I mean, it frees up law enforcement resources, it reduces stress on caregivers.
Yeah.
And it really fosters a stronger sense of collaboration between the community and those who protect it.
It really is a win-win for everyone.